Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Catherine Caputa is here. Catherine with a C, Caputa with a K, president of Self Brand, author of You Are a Brand, author of Women Who Brand, and so many others. Catherine, tell us about all the things that you do for your clients.
What I do is I'm a consultant, so I help. My focus is small businesses and business executives. And so what I focus on for small businesses is developing a brand that's different, that's relevant, that's very focused, and also developing a personal brand that's in tandem with your company brand to be more successful. And then a lot of my work is on personal branding, you know, building a brand for yourself, whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you work for a company.
Right.
And my website is selfbrand.com, selfbrand.com.
Check it out. And the books are there too, folks. So, Catherine, let's talk about influencers. This is an area that you help people with. Tell us what an influencer is, who they are, and how do we use them?
Trend in 2020, because it's, you know, there's so many ads out there. A lot of people are looking for a more personalized experience. They're looking for a more seamless experience without being disrupted by ads. And that's why influencers are so important, to get your brand on the radar screen of influencers in your industry and promote it that way. And I think you can get started by, you know, following people that are, you know, influencers in your area, responding to their posts, reposting their things on your website, and building a relationship with people who like your brand. You also want to get your own people involved as influencers and brand ambassadors.
So your employees as influencers.
Your employees as influencers. I gave a workshop last year at Samsung, and they have a program where employees that are internet savvy, that are into social media, part of their job is to promote the company's brands, and it's really much more effective than a corporation doing an announcement with, or, you know, individual people on their own websites or their own social media channels to promote different products that they like. And so that's a much more effective way to go. And when you do it that way, too, you know, it's not a disturbing.
So how do you get your employees to do these things without it seeming self-serving, without it being sound like a commercial? How do they do that?
Well, basically, I think most employees, if they have a social media presence, they have a relationship with their friends, they have a relationship with their followers, so they're talking about their life, and they're talking about, you know, so it isn't like promoting, oh, the new thing is this. But it's more like, I was using this. This is the problem I had, and you know, whether it's a phone or whatever you're talking about, you just weave it into your as part of your life story, and what you're doing today, that kind of thing. So it's not so seemingly promoting the product as much as.
But it might take a little bit of training, though, right? I mean, you might need to make sure if you're encouraging to do that, you want to make sure that it's done. Right?
Exactly. No, you have to have a little mini training program, and maybe they just focus on certain product areas that are they're keen on. So that's what you want to get into. Make sure they understand the company values and what the brand stands for. And, you know, you need to have somebody, you know, some monitoring of it. But it can be a very, very effective way to and low-cost way, and it's good for people that work there because – a lot of people that like to post content on social media, this is a way they can stand out more at the firm. So it's good for building their personal brand and getting known in the company and, you know, getting known by management there to get promoted. So it can be a very win-win situation. But the thing is, you're right, it can't seem overly promotional. But it's really a smart way to add, you know, to add to your advertising program, you know, in a seamless way.
And, of course, there are no better influencers than customers. Earned media is the holy grail, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, you know, there's a lot of studies that show, you know, over 80% say digital ads disturb the online experience. The click-through rate now is 0.05%. So a lot of traditional advertising isn't working as well.
Mm-hmm.
But people like content and people like stories. And people like... They like authenticity, and they like your personality to come through.
Mm-hmm.
Your taste, your preferences, why I like this, in your language.
In the old days, we were taught, and we didn't bring ourselves into the thing. We kept what we thought our values out of it, because it seemed like you were bragging. But today, people want to see what you stand for, don't they? And I'm not talking politics here. I'm talking about how you are in the world around you, the kid, the family, the community. That sort of thing, right?
Exactly. And people want, you know, what, you know, and if they start liking you and getting involved with your post, then
yeah,
it's like, oh, they're kind of interested in what you're doing and what you're starting to want and what
it's
you
called
want.
Relevance. It's what I've been talking about for all these years, Catherine. It's about relevance. Relevance trumps competitiveness in the marketplace today. Catherine Computer, ladies and gentlemen, selfbrand.com is your website. Catherine, will you come back soon?
I'll come back soon. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.